Okay, so you know how everyone's always saying cybersecurity is like this scary, overwhelming thing?
Always doom and gloom.
Yeah, exactly. But like knowledge is power, right? So today we're doing a deep dive that's kind of wild, but we're arming you with info, not fear.
I like that.
So we're talking about a data breach, and not just any breach. This one hits a company that's practically the backbone of healthcare, Henry Schein.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know them.
They're huge, right? Fortune 500, supplying everything from like dental chairs to software that your doctor uses.
It's crazy how much they have their hands in.
Exactly, which is why this breach is such a big deal. And what's really unsettling, and this is where the deep dive gets interesting, is the timeline. This breach actually happened over a year ago.
You kidding?
Nope, just coming to light now.
Wow. That's a long time for information to be out there.
Curiously, so we're going to untangle this whole mess, starting with the attack itself. Picture this. Late 2023, Henry Schein gets hit with not one, but TWO ransomware attacks.
Oof, double whammy.
And these weren't just some random hackers. We're talking Black Cat, also known as ALPHV.
Now those guys are the real deal.
Right. Notorious for going after big companies and not just encrypting data, but stealing it before they lock it up.
Yeah, they're basically the A-list cyber criminals.
Exactly. So for anyone who needs a refresher, ransomware is basically this nasty software that holds your data hostage. Hackers encrypt your files, making them totally inaccessible.
And then they demand a ransom to unlock them.
And with Black Cat, like you said, they up the ante by also stealing the data and threatening to leak it online if their demands aren't met.
Talk about adding insult to injury.
Right. So Black Cat hits Henry Schein not once, but twice with this ransomware. What exactly went down during those attacks?
Okay, so the first attack, October 2023, it definitely messed things up, disrupted their operations for sure.
But they didn't realize the full extent of it yet.
Not at that point. Then, just a month later, bam, Black Cat hits them again.
Oh, wow.
This time, they encrypt the whole network. And to really turn the screws, they start leaking data online.
As a way to pressure them.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really scary. Because Henry Schein, they deal with some seriously sensitive stuff. We're talking names, social security numbers, maybe even medical records.
That's a nightmare for identity theft.
Oh, absolutely. And what blows my mind is that it took a whole year for Henry Schein to actually disclose this breach publicly.
A whole year.
Didn't come out until October 2024. Over 166,000 individuals affected. Just think, what were you doing a year ago? Imagine that's how long your data's been potentially floating around out there.
That's terrifying. So, what did Henry Schein even do about all of this?
Well, first things first, they called in the experts, cybersecurity specialists, to figure out the mess, try to contain it.
At least they took it seriously.
Yeah, that's a good sign. They also started offering free credit monitoring and identity theft protection to the people who were affected.
That's kind of standard after a breach like this, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But I gotta wonder, is that really enough after a whole year?
Right, like a year's worth of damage could already be done.
Yeah, it makes you think.
It's kind of scary to think that a company as big as Henry Schein could be vulnerable to these attacks.
Yeah, it's not just a Henry Schein problem, though.
Right, this Black Cat group, they're targeting everyone.
Yeah, and especially healthcare. They seem to love healthcare.
Makes sense though, right? Like that data is so
Oh,
valuable.
absolutely. Medical records, insurance info, all that stuff.
So this breach is like a wake-up call for the whole industry.
Big time, yeah. And not just the big players either. We tend to think about hospitals and those huge clinics.
Right, but like any doctor's office could be a target.
Exactly. Dentists, therapists, anyone handling that sensitive patient data.
So it's like one breach could expose a whole network of information.
Oh, for sure. In healthcare, it just has some built-in weaknesses, you know?
Yeah, like what?
Well, first, just the sheer amount of data they're dealing with, it's a gold mine for these cyber criminals.
Plus, they're so focused on patient care, security might not be their top priority.
Right, exactly. Smaller practices, especially, they might not have the resources for top-notch cybersecurity.
Outdated systems, not enough training, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a recipe for disaster.
So how can they even protect themselves, the big guys and the little guys?
Well, awareness is huge. Just realizing their targets and making it a priority.
Right. Invest in the right tech, train their staff, all that.
Exactly. And not just preventing attacks, but being ready for when they happen, because they will happen.
So like having a plan in place for if they get breached.
Exactly. The faster they can deal with it, the less damage is done. And being upfront with patients is key too.
Right, like no more year-long delays and disclosing breaches.
Yeah. Transparency builds trust, and that's so important in healthcare.
Absolutely. Okay, but what about us, the patients? How do we protect our own information?
That's the million-dollar question, right? We can't control what happens on their end.
So it's all about being extra careful ourselves?
Exactly. Like, think twice before sharing stuff online.
Especially medical info on social media or those sketchy websites.
Yeah, and always watch out for those phishing emails.
Oh, man, I almost fell for one of those once. It looks so real.
Yeah, they're getting really good at making them convincing, like a digital con game almost.
That's a great way to put it.
So training yourself to spot those red flags is key.
Strong passwords, two-factor authentication, all that good stuff.
Exactly. And if something feels off, report it. You're better safe than sorry.
It's like we're all cybersecurity detectives now.
That's the spirit. And when you're dealing with healthcare providers, don't be afraid to ask about their security practices.
Yeah, it's our data. We have a right to know how they're protecting it.
Absolutely. And if you're not comfortable with their answer, find a new provider.
It's all about being proactive.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. We got to stay vigilant and stay informed.
So it's not just a tech issue. It's a human issue that affects all of us.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So we've talked about the risks, what providers can do, what we can do, but what about the future? What does cybersecurity and healthcare look like going forward?
That's a big question, but I think we're going to explore some really interesting solutions in the next part of our deep dive.
Sounds good to me. Let's take a quick break and then we'll jump right into it. Okay, so we've talked about the Henry Schein breach, the impact on healthcare, how to protect ourselves, all that. But now I want to look ahead, you know? What did we learn from this whole mess? What does the future hold for cybersecurity, especially in healthcare?
You know, what really gets me about this case is that it's not just a one-time thing, right?
Right. These attacks are happening more and more.
Exactly. We're seeing this massive surge in these, like, super sophisticated ransomware attacks, and they're hitting everyone. But healthcare, that's their favorite target, it seems.
Yeah, they're going after that valuable data.
Absolutely. And this Henry Schein breach, it's a huge wake-up call. Nobody's immune to this stuff.
It's almost like a constant arms race, you know? The bad guys are getting smarter, and companies are struggling to keep up.
That's a perfect way to put it. It's like the old ways of doing security, they're just not cutting it anymore.
So what, like firewalls and antivirus software, that's not enough?
That's a good start, but yeah, those are becoming kind of basic.
So what's next? What can companies do to stay ahead of these guys?
Well, we need a whole new mindset. It's got to be more proactive, more holistic.
Okay, I like the sound of that, but what does that actually look like?
So, first off, companies need to really understand where they're vulnerable. Right.
Like identify their weak spots.
Exactly. Thorough risk assessments, figure out where the data is, who has access to it, what's protecting it. It's like giving your whole digital infrastructure a security checkup.
Makes sense. So find the gaps before the hackers do.
Right. And it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the people using it. You know?
Oh, yeah. We talked about employee training before.
Right. That's absolutely crucial. Everyone from the top down needs to know the risks, how to avoid phishing scams, all of that.
Because even with the best security system, one wrong click can ruin everything.
Truth. It's got to be a whole culture of security awareness.
So, like, security is part of the company's DNA.
Exactly. But we also need better tech, like next level stuff.
What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Things like threat intelligence platforms. These things can actually predict emerging threats.
Wow. So, like, they can see the future of cyber attacks.
Kind of. And then there's SIEM systems. They give you real-time visibility into your network so you can spot and respond to incidents way faster.
It's like having a digital security guard watching everything.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
But even with all that fancy tech, you still need strong policies and procedures.
Okay, so like data encryption, access controls, that kind of stuff.
Right. And a clear plan for what happens if you do get breached.
So you can contain the damage, recover quickly, and be transparent with everyone.
Exactly. Transparency is so important, especially in healthcare. People need to know they can trust you with their information.
It shows you're taking it seriously, that you're accountable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, the future of cybersecurity, it's all about being proactive, adaptable, and transparent.
Always staying one step ahead of the bad guys.
You got it. Cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the Henry Schein data breach and what it all means for the future of cybersecurity.
We've covered a lot of ground, the challenges, the solutions, the risks, and the rewards. Most importantly, what we can all do to stay safe in this crazy digital world.
And I think the biggest takeaway here is that cybersecurity, it's everyone's responsibility.
Absolutely. We all got to stay informed, stay vigilant, and take those proactive steps to protect ourselves and our data.
Couldn't agree more. Knowledge is power, right? So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
Until next time, stay safe out there and stay curious.